It is the riot. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still kind of eating.
Having a sweet potato tortilla chip.
It's good.
I thought so.
I'm finally tasting the sweet potato part.
Oh, it took you that long?
Well, yeah, it was mostly like...
Tortilla?
Yeah, more tortilla, less that.
This is Amazon has
there it is.
Their own line of food. It's called like Wickedly Prime. And so this is their sweet potato chips.
I'm on board, sure. Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's good, Nikki. It's good.
Okay, good. I brought them for my snack today.
It's okay if you want to keep buying them.
Okay, thank you.
I'll allow it. So, hey, here's what's happening in today's podcast. Let's see. Toothpaste, Amazon.
Not just any toothpaste, and you'll find out.
Some Amazon talk, some Blockbuster talk. Allegations of theft and the fencing of stolen goods.
And is it wrong or right?
Virtual reality games, and no one talks to me about them.
Cause oh, no. Someone tweeted.
Did they?
That they have one. Did I see that?
Are you sure? I think you might be like
making
you
it
maybe in
maybe
a fantasy world.
That or they emailed maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
I thought I saw somebody. Or no, someone tweeted that from another story we talked about this morning that they.
Oh no, that I saw.
PlayStation something.
Yeah, that they bought PlayStation games before they had a PlayStation. I did see that. We talk about your keys, putting a pole in the studio. Not as weird as it sounds.
No.
And how you should pick your nose for your health. So actually, there's more to it than that, and you'll find out.
You've got a lot of options for this podcast.
So hey,
a lot of good stuff.
Hope you guys enjoy it. You should take some time today. We're talking to you. You should talk back to us. Why don't you stop by our Facebook page, Radio U Riot on Facebook, or go to riot.radiou.com and find us on Twitter and such. That's great.
Okay. Okay, great.
It's the Riot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sometimes a bad example is the best example. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Yesterday, I went to the dentist. It was fine. Chatting up the hygienist.
For a routine cleaning?
Routine cleaning. You know, they go in, look at your mouth. Whatever. And I'm fine. No cavities. I've had one cavity in my whole life. I got it a year ago. And now...
Were you afraid that that was starting, like, the slide?
A trend.
Yeah, like a trend for it?
I was concerned. I'll tell you what, I brush my teeth more than I used to. I'm just like, I don't want to do that again.
No, thank you.
Because it was not awesome. So, all that being said, yesterday she says to me, what kind of toothpaste would you like? Mint chocolate or would you say her strawberry? And I was like, well, I don't know, bartender, what's your pleasure? And she was like,
I bet they got a kick out of that.
She was a little chuckle. And she actually used to be a bartender.
Oh, really?
So
you found that out now.
Yeah. And she was actually like, well, you know what I really like is we've got this cake toothpaste. I'm just like, excuse me. Cake? She's like, yeah. I was like, we'll have that.
Yeah. What flavor of cake?
I don't know, but she brushed my teeth with cake yesterday, and I'll tell you what, ever since then, I'm really wanting some cake.
You need to find that.
I need cake.
Don't you feel like that's a contradictory message?
Yes.
Like, we're confused then? What are we supposed to be doing?
I completely agree with you. I really found myself at one point almost swallowing the toothpaste. I wanted to, you know, just finish it.
Yeah.
It was like,
should be like a kale toothpaste or a quinoa or just something.
There's cake in my mouth right now. What do I want to do? I want to eat it.
Is that on Amazon?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Probably. Let's see. Cake toothpaste. I mean, maybe they only let the, you know.
No, there's cupcake, sweet cupcake frosting flavored toothpaste.
Yeah, but like, don't you feel like that's not actually going to brush your teeth?
It also did not get a lot of good reviews, but it's there.
I mean, when the hygienist is like, and it makes that real high-pitched sound as she's brushing your teeth, I feel like at the very least, she's got such a high-powered brush.
Yeah, to help get it all
that,
off.
Like, that's whatever the heck she's using on your teeth, it's probably working.
Well, I think this is from the same company that brings you the bacon toothpaste and the pickle one, so it's like a novelty.
Well, that pickle toothpaste was a nightmare.
But it looks pretty good.
I actually felt it was a little more cupcakey, like... So what do we have? Do we have like gum or something that was cupcake flavored? It reminded me of that.
A lot of that.
But I got to tell you what, it was not unpleasant. It was not.
So next time you're at your dentist, you know what to ask for.
Oh, dude,
ask
yeah.
for the OB special.
Well, just let them roll deep, because, you know, like, if she didn't give me that
option,
right away.
Then that's something hidden behind the scenes.
Well, I think it might be for kids. Then they don't offer that one to adults. But
but they felt you would be perfect for it.
Listen, it's there, guys. It's there. You need to start asking questions.
Don't want to talk to the riots? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Look, you're not wearing that, are you? Oh, yeah. I mean, from over here, especially from back here, I would not.
At least not outside.
That is not a good idea, man. Seriously. Now, you can't get advice like that at home because, you know, if you're like us, you get up at 4:30, you put on a comic book t-shirt, you go to work. That's boom.
Done. Jeans and a flip-flop.
But, you know, some people put a little more effort into that, which
that's
is why.
That's our uniform. It's not like we're not putting effort in.
Yeah, and in fairness, this is not a comic book t-shirt. This is a Blade Runner t-shirt.
Totally different.
It's not the same, guys.
That's right.
That's a movie that got turned into a comic book. It's not a comic book that got turned into a movie. So I'm going to call it a movie t-shirt, okay? Okay. Amazon yesterday announced the Echo Look.
Yes, I watched the ad for it.
And how did, well, let's explain what it is. It is a camera that you would put, I guess, in your closet, but my closet's not well lit or big enough for something like this.
More like in your bedroom, or it's not 100%. Like, you can use this for other things, but it's like their Echo.
Right. So it does all the stuff the Echo does.
With Alexa.
So you can say, Alexa, what's the weather? And you'll get the forecast.
But it feels
Alexa,
like,
set timer for 5 minutes.
But this one has, at least the ad showed a spin towards fashion side of things.
So the idea is, in addition to all of the Alexa and the Echo functionality, it is also a camera. So what you can do is, you can have it take photos of you.
Of your outfit.
Uh-huh. And then you can use Style Check, which you can do a couple of things with that. First off, you can look at the pictures.
And you can post them, too.
So you can look at them and go, like, well, I mean, for example, like, say you want to see what an outfit looks like from behind. So you would get that. Or it's from the side. This gives you a chance to get a look at your outfit in a way that other people will see it, but you typically don't when you're just looking in a mirror.
It gives you a picture or video.
Right. Now, then what you're able to do is, and this is just great, Amazon basically has reopened Hot or Not. And so what you can do is you can then submit two photos for a style check. And that is, someone else will give you a second opinion on which outfit looks better on you.
I don't think it's someone else, but it's
just... Is it just the computer?
It's an algorithm of all these different things that say maybe fashion people have told this program to look at, and what's like current trends.
Okay,
and
you're right.
What
I
looks
thought...
at it. So it's not, it's a computer. Like, it's not
okay.
People actually doing it, but it's looking at a more scientific approach to it. Like, hey, this fits your body type better, or hey, polka dots are better because those are hot right now. Like, that sort of thing.
Okay, I thought it was user driven.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, this algorithm will give you a percentage on your outfit.
And show which one it thinks you should choose for the day.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. Feels to me like you're
opening the door to just a little bit of hurt in the morning.
It's like bad enough that your coworkers make fun of what you're wearing, and now you've got this... Alexa is going to be telling you that it doesn't like your outfit.
Look at yourself in the morning. Just go to work.
Yeah.
Go to class.
Whatever. So there it is. Style check. And to get this opinion, feel a little worse about yourself, only $200.
That's for the whole thing.
That's a lot, right? Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I don't know what your name is that texted this in. Hey, Alexa, how does my butt look today?
You can ask that. You can totally ask that. And it just depends on what your answer back is going to be.
Well, let's see. Your butt is 65%.
It looks better if you go with this outfit compared to the other. I guess maybe because we don't care as much what we wear each day, that nor are we in an environment that makes us care what we wear each day.
Man.
This seems not as necessary.
I'm just telling you right now, Nikki, that if I started a job where I had to care about what I looked like, I've spent so much time not caring.
Not caring.
I would be in serious trouble.
The worst of the riot. Proof that you're already living in that dark future dystopia. Radio U.
So, Nikki, often we have talked about our great desire to move to Alaska.
I would love to go to Alaska.
Just to visit.
Just to go there. That's on like a travel bucket list.
You know, the thing about Alaska is, though, it's different there. And I mean, like, high-speed internet in a lot of places, not a thing. In fact, phone's not a thing.
Well, I think they assume you're going to be in such awe of, like, the beauty of Alaska that mm-hmm. you won't want to. Where they don't realize is I would want to Instagram or post or, you know, be social about how beautiful it is. So I would need some sort of great speed.
You know, the other thing that happens when you're not getting great speed, Nikki, it's not just that your Instagram's cut off and you got to wait till you get down to wherever so you can finally, you know, upload these photos all at once. That means you can't get things down as easily.
Downloaded?
Things like Netflix. Things like whatever on demand.
I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is why, you know, there was a chain of rental stores that was once 9,000 strong.
In Alaska?
No, around the world.
Okay, I was like, that's a lot.
But there are 10 Blockbuster videos that remain.
They're just phantom ones. I don't believe it.
There are 10 of them, and I want you to know that 7 of those...
Where are they located?
...are in Alaska.
Because that's still how you get entertainment?
You still go and rent movies.
Where's the
in
other
Alaska.
Three at, then, outside of Alaska?
One is in Texas. I don't know where the other one is. Sorry. Like, so that leaves 2. I got you 8 of them. 7 in Alaska, 1 in Texas.
Yeah, but do you think that these just haven't, like, they've gone rogue? They're just not closed?
No. Like,
they're legitimate Blockbusters?
Well, here's a guy who says that he owns the 7 in Alaska. Was the owner of those? No, there's 10 of them. Okay, here's what it is. He owns all 10 of them. There's one guy that must have bought like a license or a franchise or whatever, and he still operates these 10 Blockbuster videos despite the fact that all the rest of them are closed. And he says they still do very good business, which is crazy. He said that his most profitable one is in Fairbanks, Alaska, where temperatures still hit negative 50 degrees. And he says that you would be shocked how many people come in on a Friday night and still rent movies.
Movies, because that's what they have to do.
He said 20% of the sales and rentals in his store, TV shows. So people are binging TV shows.
That way?
Like on DVD
that's
and
so
Blu-ray.
Weird. That's so weird.
It's amazing.
All right. Well, I don't know if I'm ready for that. So I don't want to, again, move to Alaska. I would just like to go for a vacation.
Yeah. He says, I love this. He's like, yeah, the end may be inevitable, but we're going to keep plodding on as long as we can.
I love from this article, they're like, yeah, you can still go visit Blockbuster.com, but it's not been updated since 2014.
Oh, so, that's rough. I want to see Blockbuster.com.
It looks old.
Does it?
It's definitely dated.
Oh, you know what? There was a Blockbuster near us that closed, so Nikki and I went and had a final goodbye.
We did. Man, it smelled when we walked in.
It smelled
terrible. I think it was the cleaner, but... It didn't clean anything.
You know what? It was fun to say goodbye.
There was just tons of candy there.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
Text or call 877-2-RADIO-U. Just like Michelle and Jack and Jason... They've been texting this morning. You can say what's up to us as well on your brand new stolen iPhone.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is. You want to just get one. Because, I mean, they're just sitting there at the Apple store. Like, who's going to notice if I take one? Who's going to notice?
Actually, they would. So it's more like probably another store or something.
You think? So you think you're saying I should steal it somewhere else?
I think it'd be easier to steal from another location or from someone.
Okay, well, we got a guy here who let's see, 5 suspects. So they haven't do they have them yet? I'm actually not sure. They stole 20 different devices from the Apple store.
Did they smash and grab, or what did they do?
I don't know about our Apple store, but this Apple store, like the iPads and the iPhones, are no longer tethered. So you can just pick them up freely, turn them around, whatever.
Yeah, I guess I wonder if ours are or not.
Yeah, so this was $24,000.
Worth of equipment?
Mm-hmm. So they ran out, mall cop Paul Blart, perhaps, saw them loading them up in the back of a vehicle near a Macy's. And that's how they ended up getting busted. But get a load of this. These new iPhones and iPads, the one that you look at in the store, they are very particular models of the iPhone and the iPad that have a kill switch in them that as soon as they are no longer on that store's Wi-Fi network.
Oh, really? Wow.
They quit working.
That's very smart. So that's probably why they're not tethered.
Yeah. So that's what they say. They're no longer bolted to tables with steel cables anymore. But if you steal one, it literally will not work.
It just becomes a brick then.
That's it.
Okay.
So, I mean, the other side of that is, that's, of course, what they're going to say. I mean, maybe there's a guy who's like, I know how to get around
he
that.
He knows how to fix it.
You know what, genius bar? I'm a real genius,
well,
friends.
Well, let's just say this. Why don't you just not find out, okay? Don't steal it.
Well, you know what, Nikki, but like, it's important for those of us that are, you know, desiring to enter into
looking
a life
into
of
our
crime.
Plan of, yeah. of what to do, yeah, I wouldn't so, try it.
Like, if the giant rabbit thing doesn't work out for you and you were thinking about selling stolen iPads and stuff, like, you know.
Hey, out of the two of us here,
yeah,
you're the one who bought something that your Oculus.
It wasn't stolen.
I know, but it was such a good deal. Like, you just, it feels like it was.
Well, you know what?
Such a good
now,
deal.
There's a big difference between getting a good deal and now you're
something.
Now you're making allegations.
I totally am. So yes,
I can tell by the way you couldn't look at me while you were talking about it that you've been thinking about it, haven't
no,
you?
I wonder if it is, but I don't know when the person that you bought it from gave you so many details in the story as to why he's selling it. That really makes me feel like he was lying.
I don't know. I mean, he seemed like a reasonable person.
It's not
person.
Your fault. I mean, you got a good deal.
I traded for a TV. Why? How have we gone from people stealing iPads to me supposedly receiving what Nikki is alleging is a stolen Oculus Rift on Craigslist?
It's just topical. It's topical.
Man, you're drawing lines.
Am I?
And, I mean, between things, but then you're also drawing a line between us.
I'm
right now.
Sorry. No, it's not your fault. And again, you just got a great deal for your trade.
Yeah. Can we go back to the Apple store in San Francisco?
Sure. Is that where it was?
It doesn't matter now, does it? Since they're all people buying bricks on Craigslist now. I guess the moral of this story really is if somebody tries to sell you an iPad on Craigslist, you make sure it works first.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
So Nikki did mention the fact that I did get an Oculus Rift from a fine individual who was having some technical issues.
A fire sale.
And he and I traded. I traded my TV that I bought. I mean, I got such a good deal on my TV. It was like a steal.
Did he know that you got a deal on your TV?
No, you don't have to disclose those details.
I didn't know that.
You know, I just... No.
I didn't know if your TV was still showing as that good deal or if it shows that it was valued more.
No, it showed as being worth way more than what I paid for it, which... of course, helped me in the trading process. He's at home like, man, I ripped that guy off.
When he doesn't know that you got in on a really good deal.
Well, you know, Nikki, would it be wrong if we both got a good deal?
No, it would not.
Would that be wrong?
Did you play your Oculus Rift last night?
I you know what? I didn't have a lot of time. I played it very briefly. But it's interesting that you mentioned playing it. Because now that I've purchased it, now I'm kind of like, well...
Your accessories or...
I need some software.
Yeah.
You know, like I need to check out a game or two. And so I'm trying to figure out, it does work with Steam. And I have like a bunch, I always end up saying this, but like I have a bunch of gift money on Steam because I got some at Christmas and I spent almost no money out of my gift cards at Christmas.
I think that's because you leveled out to where you've bought most things.
You have everything. You've got it all.
You've hit a wall.
So you can't buy anymore.
You can't go deep and like even buy independent stuff because most of the bigger independent stuff you've already got.
But no, man, with virtual reality, there's a whole other
category.
It's like opening up a whole new storefront.
Congratulations.
But there's this one I was looking at as a maybe, Arizona Sunshine, and it's a zombie apocalypse.
Sounds like a drink. Like a lemonade.
You know, you always you keep going negative. Hey,
no,
you got
it
an Oculus.
Like a great
it's stolen. got it, whatever. Oh, now you're drinking while you're playing virtual reality.
Saying, Arizona Sunshine sounds like if I was with Arizona, the tea company, that'd be a fantastic drink. Like tea and a fruit punch put together.
Well, Arizona Sunshine is a
zombie game?
Yeah, it's a shoot zombies game. So,
well, that'd be new for you.
I know. It's interesting. I've never done that before. But I mean, you know, I've never done a virtual reality.
Sure.
So I feel like the zombies are right on top of me trying to eat
me. So for a virtual reality game, is that game just a game where if you don't have virtual reality, you can buy still Arizona Sunshine?
Wait, I'm sorry. Could you restate that question? Because okay. I totally didn't get it.
Arizona Sunshine, the game.
Okay, the game.
Okay, so it's a zombie. Is it just a zombie virtual reality game to where you wouldn't buy it if you didn't have virtual reality?
That's correct.
Okay.
Like, there are some games where, like, I bought a game called Adrift, and I played that just on a TV.
Yeah.
Okay, but it has a virtual reality mode. Arizona Sunshine is a game that is just for virtual reality.
And how much is that running?
Well, I will say they don't do a lot of sales on those games. Not as much.
They know they gotcha.
Well, it's $40.
It's still for a full game.
That's the thing. That's the other thing I'm trying to figure out is like some of these games looks amazing and they're like, it's about 90 minutes long. And I'm like, well, you know, that's a lot of money for 90 minutes. So maybe I'm just going to hold on that. But I don't know. Like, I'm actually kind of digging around looking for reviews. Like, hey, is this good?
To see.
Like, is it 10 minutes? Is it 20?
Well, you want to, before you put the money down, you want to make sure.
Okay, like that Martian experience. So, like, these movies keep coming out and they keep making these virtual reality experiences.
There's an Alien one for Alien Day.
Like, some of them will be free. Some of them are like $20 or $30 and they're 5 minutes long. And I'm going, ugh.
They see you, though, as
cash cow?
Because you have an Oculus Rift, because they don't know that you got such a great deal.
So
they think that you're just all willing to spend money on anything.
There may be some reality
that
it's like,
maybe is.
Hey, look at this idiot with the $500 goggle thing. If he's got money for that, he's just got money for days.
So, yes, they don't know your situation is different.
They don't know that you've been wheeling and dealing in the back lot. All right. Well, Vinny, hey, I'll tell you what, for real, percentage-wise, there might be one of you. It's probably less than one of you that have one of these.
You're talking to a very small portion of our audience, Obi. Very small. Do you have a Oculus Rift? And do you have Steam? And do you have this game? I mean, if you meet all of those qualifiers, you and Obi should be BFFs because
this is why
there's no one else.
This is why I don't tell people like who I really am on the inside, because it's so nerdy. I would never have any friends ever.
Oh, it's amazing.
I have learned to pretend to be somebody else.
My favorite part of The Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's The Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
All right, let's talk about Instagram, Nikki, and your amazing life.
Yes.
Because every time I follow you on Instagram, I'm like, I wish I was Nikki.
No, I need a vacation, and that'll make it more amazing. You have to have something.
Nikki, do you know that other people would pay to live your life for a week?
True.
They want a vacation in your world.
In this studio, you guys want a vacation here?
This is vacation, all right?
But normally, you know, like when you go on vacation or if you have something special going on, that's when your Instagram gets a little bit more impressive.
It looks a little more exciting.
Yeah, a little bit more unique.
All right. Well, you know what? Instagram's growing, Nikki, just like you.
Just more and more people.
It's growing. It's getting more popular.
Mm-hmm.
Lots more people are just like, what is that? Instagram just hit 700 million users. In the last 4 months, they have added over 100 million users.
You know what makes me worried about that? Is it like 100 million like moms and grandmothers? Because then that, you know, shows the sign of ruining of Instagram.
Yeah, but
who all still joining this thing?
There's some truth to that, but Facebook doesn't care.
Sure.
Like, they don't care who's using it. They just want people using it. I think it's weird how both Facebook... Well, first off, I feel like when Facebook bought Instagram, that actually brought me back to Facebook. Like, I was using Instagram a lot, and the fact that I could just, you know, on Instagram, just click a Facebook button, it's like, sure, whatever, pump this over to Facebook. And then
you were then posting more on Facebook by way of Instagram.
Absolutely. And as a result, I now use Facebook more than I did because of Instagram.
Which we did not do with Twitter back when Twitter started to become so popular, because that just fed too much to your Facebook page.
Yeah, dude, if you go back in my past whatever, when I used to feed Facebook with Twitter, like I have some days where it's like, here's 14 posts from Twitter.
It was a totally different style of posting.
Very
and
different.
It's not meant for as much for Facebook.
Yeah. So Instagram is growing. They say what has really brought them this current success, these extra 100 million users, has been Instagram stories and the fact that they now have disappearing messages.
So basically, more like they're trying to say Snapchat people. So moving
people
them over.
Leaving Snapchat, going to Instagram. But I mean, Snapchat's still out there. It's still working.
It is. It's down on the list now, though. And Instagram stories it still brings you more to the site to try to incorporate a few more postings during the day. But I haven't still used Facebook Story, though. That's still out
there.
Yeah,
I don't play with that, actually.
Like, I can't keep doing, there's too many things.
Well, I mean, now you understand why people become a YouTube celebrity and that's all they do for their job. Because in order for you to maintain such a strong social media presence, it's a couple hours a day.
Dude, that's work.
Yeah.
And at the heart of the moment of when you're taking something for whichever site's story feature, it's like you only have that moment to try to get it captured one way. But to be able to capture it for all these stories, you can't just, upload the picture and have it there. You have to be in the moment on Facebook or be in the moment on Instagram. And it just makes it hard. You totally miss out on it.
It is
in
hard
real life
to maintain it all. So, you know what? I've pretty much settled on, I almost never do stories. It's just I'm just taking photos. And I mean, more than once I've been like, all right, wait, hold on. I'm about to do the thing, or I'll be in the middle of doing it. I'm like, ah, all right, reset everything. Now take the picture. All right, now I can go back to enjoying.
Now you can do
what
it.
I was doing.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Which one do you think is worse, Nikki? Getting ready to leave and you can't find your keys, or you can't find your phone?
Well, you usually have to have your keys for your car.
That's
but
true.
But yet, you might as well just not go if you don't have your phone.
So I
feel like they're kind of equal in the can't believe it time.
One of those is you could leave without it, but you won't.
Yeah, you might as well not go.
And then one of those is you absolutely aren't going anywhere until you find it. Man, you would think I would get smart. I have this thing where I'm supposed to put my keys there every time before when I come home, it's like, boom, keys right here.
Yeah, some people have the little hook at the door, a little basket or something, or a little tray.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what it's like, that feeling of desperation. You're going absolutely everywhere, under couches, in cushions.
And you're late.
Wherever, in your bed. Yes, and you're late!
It's never when you're early.
Never! You're never like, oh, what a nice day it is. I wonder where I put my keys. It's always like, ah! And then, of course, you can't find your keys. Look, been there, done that. I want you to know that feeling of desperation that you have as you are searching for your keys because you just can't leave without them, that is close to how God feels about you. He doesn't want to go anywhere without you. Now, arguably, whether he could or can't, whatever. But I'm just telling you that searching everywhere, down under, inside, on the one thing, God is actively trying to get you. That sounds creepy, but you know what I mean, right? And you're like, well, God must be stupid. He doesn't know where I am. No, it's a metaphor. They all break down. What I'm trying to tell you is that God does know where you are, but he is trying to get to you, to get your attention. And right now, this is God looking for his keys. He's looking for you. He loves you. He wants you to be a part of his family, and he is trying to get your attention. Under the couch, in the cushions, behind the plant,
where
if
you
have
you
those.
Looked, but you didn't.
Right. God is trying to get your attention. He loves you. Look, if you're ready to say, oh, I'm over here, just say, Jesus, okay, I'm ready. I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want to know what it's like to have a relationship with you. Just like your keys are important to you, you are incredibly important to God. Seriously.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
Now, Nikki and I have had multiple discussions about what we feel like this room needs.
Like our studios?
Yeah, like what our studio needs. And I still stand by, we either need like a fireman's pole, a fireperson's pole.
Thank you.
That goes
that right.
From the second floor down to the first. So if we ever are like, quick to the studio.
Had an
we
emergency.
Can run to the corner and just hop on that and then boom.
Yeah, but that doesn't help you then going up because none of us are doing that.
Nikki, I see that you haven't been keeping up on your homework, where if you had been watching the Batman live action show from the 60s, they had these little platforms they could stand on that had rockets that would push them back up the pole.
Oh, okay, so you wouldn't have to climb up.
Right.
I always thought an elevator would be nice, but, you know, it's not in, and I think that's be a little hard to put in.
Oh, okay.
A little hard to put in afterwards.
I feel like an elevator... That just feels lazy. Like rocket-powered, like fireman's pole.
Oh, that's not lazy at all.
No, that's cool. That's
Isn't that
totally
weird?
Different.
I mean, that'd be Chris's office up there.
No, we could put it in, like, right
there. Or my
there.
Office. Oh, so put out it, like, in the
right
lobby? There.
So it would just be out in the middle of the floor, almost.
Yeah, no hazard right there.
That's fine. No big deal.
Like, I was thinking more along the still Coke Freestyle machine lines over in the corner. Not quite a fireperson's pole.
I mean, I'll tell you that I am 100% in favor
of the Coke Freestyle.
Of the Coke Freestyle machine.
I assumed you were. I just didn't know we were talking about any other options.
Well, the other thing we had mentioned was a short order cook, but that's...
There's a break room for that.
That's one of those things where it's like, it's not just an item. Now it's a person, and you have to deal with their personality.
You know, like if you ever go to a buffet and they have like the omelet station or like the meat carving station, we want someone to have a station.
Like that, where they're making not just breakfast options. Again, I want like a variety. Like what if I want a burger one morning? Now... All those options are great. Don't get me wrong. They really are. But I have stumbled across what I believe to be a fourth option that we have not yet explored that we should think about. How do you feel about a solid gold life-size replica of Darth Vader's head?
Oh,
I guess,
I guess
technically it's his mask.
That sounds... It's solid gold?
Oh, yeah.
And it's Darth Vader?
Yeah.
But not full body, just his head?
No, it's just the head, like a mask, basically. But as far as I know, I think it's solid gold. It weighs 33 pounds.
Where would we put this?
It says solid gold.
In the studio?
I thought, what if we... Okay, all right, wait for it. What if we have that fireperson's pole and Darth Vader's solid gold head, you tilt it back and hit a button... And then you have a 5-second counter you have to run over and then jump on the rocket thing that fires you up into the...
I'm thinking resale, you know, like one day this won't be our building anymore. And who's going to want the fireperson's pole or the Darth Vader thing?
The fire department.
Well, they could add that is true.
Plus, Nikki, I don't know, like all the talk radio I listen to, they say gold is the best thing to invest in.
Is that it?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Then we could sell it when we're done with our first radio station. So.
Yeah. Well, it would. Now look at this. Right now it's running. Let's see. It's on sale at Genza Tanaka in Tokyo. And the actual sale is happening on May 4th. It costs $1.4 million. But see, Nikki, that's an investment.
Sure.
Okay. Because we could take that and it's going to do nothing but appreciate. So,
as we have to appreciate the stupid thing.
Well, our appreciation for it will grow, but then I believe there's financial gain
and
to be had.
And then I harbor this anger towards the dumb thing in the corner where it's like, we had to get that thing.
And then you could sell it for probably like twice what it's worth.
No one will want it. There's a small group of people that'll want it. And the main one is the one buying it.
All right, look, you could just sell it. It's solid gold. Melt the thing and make 1,000 rings.
Actually,
whatever. Like,
but you're only supposed to have one ring.
To rule them all?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do if you have more?
Well, you sell them.
No, how awesome would the video be if you bought that and then melted it down and just the face? Just Darth Vader's face melting. That could get you your whole money back in views if you have that on your YouTube channel.
I don't know. $1.4 million. We might get 1.4 million
views, but that's not enough.
Maybe we'll put out a thing where they do the compressor
Where it's like, can they push it down?
You push it down, see what it does. Or cut it in half, what's inside.
Yeah, but
like
then
more gold.
How are we going to push the button for the fireman's
pole? Then we can't do that. I'm afraid not.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
Hang on a second. I want to click this link.
Wait, before you do it, what is it?
What do these child actors look like now?
Don't click it. Don't click it.
But don't you want to know?
No, I don't. Not at what it'll cost you.
Don't you want to see?
Nope.
Like,
nope.
But I loved that movie.
I know, but don't do it. You know better than that. What are you doing?
Fine. All right. I'm going to click on here. I want to fight my belly fat.
Okay, that's even worse.
What? So, you guys know, and I think we've even talked this week on the show about the fact that the robot apocalypse is coming. Yeah, we were talking about Amazon designing their own fleet of self-driving trucks.
So instead they can, of FedEx or UPS, an Amazon robot truck would come and it would deliver the package for you.
And we talked about the future relationship that Nikki will probably end up having with the Amazon truck.
You mean like a friendship that'll last the test of time?
I do. I see that truck coming by to see you on its rounds, you know? Didn't have anything to drop off, but it's just saying hi.
Then when the robots do take over, it'll have pity on me and I will be in charge of something.
She'll smuggle you to the safe zone.
That's right.
I'll
be able to live.
Mm. Well, you know, not everybody is going to be as welcomed by or as accommodating to the robots in the forthcoming robot apocalypse. We've got a guy here who he got arrested for attacking a security robot.
Oh, the big weird thing?
Have you seen this thing?
I've never seen it until I saw this story. It's just this giant, weird-looking, like 300-pound robot that is like mall security or something.
It doesn't even. It looks made up.
No, I think it takes pictures mostly. So like of your license plate or something. So I know what it's doing there, but it does seem like lame.
I mean, like when you see it, it's just one of those things where you're like, this is security.
It's like, not going to arrest anybody, but
it's not going to save anybody. It's not going to help. As Nikki said, it's probably just there to issue parking tickets.
It's a security robot. So it patrols parking lots. And that's it. That's all it really does.
So it's a company who made it called Nightscope. This guy went up and started punching it.
He was drunk.
What?
I know. And this is like life size, so he was probably very, very confused.
All right, look at the picture again. Did you ever have one of those inflatable punching bags when you were a kid?
It was like the clown one?
Yeah, it's like weighted at the bottom, but you could keep punching it.
It looks totally like that.
It does. Do you think maybe he came out and he thought he would hit the robot and it would bounce down and then just bounce back up?
Could be, or he was wondering why it was looking at him.
Hey, robot!
He didn't even know it was a robot. He's just wondering, why are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me? Stop looking at me!
The robot, thankfully, was not damaged, and that's the most important part.
Someone came outside and made a citizen's arrest? Is that even a thing?
It is.
So I could arrest you right now? It's a citizen's arrest?
If there was a cause for it, sure.
All right.
Well, a disagreement is not a cause, but like if I was...
Hey,
I don't know.
You were attacking that
punching
robot.
Punching a robot, then yeah.
Citizen's arrest.
I'm sure you could, and then we'd go to the police station, and then they'd figure it out.
Okay. You know what? Just as a side note, remember how we were talking about getting that golden Darth Vader head for the studio?
Well, put that on this robot.
No, not a security robot. We need to get one of those clown punching bags.
Wouldn't
Think
that
about
just break
that.
Your hands if it was the Darth Vader thing?
No, what I'm saying is, no, like... We don't need the Darth Vader thing because we're going to get one of those clown punching bags.
It's cheap. That's a better, cheaper thing to buy.
Think about how many times you get frustrated, you know, with another staff member. I'm not going to say their name, but you have to work closely with them day to day.
Okay. Sure.
All right. And instead of just burning with frustration, you go over and just take it out on the clown
and
bag.
And then until my arms burn because of such a boxing workout.
You're just... You're like, this is you. And you're a clown.
Someday I leave radio and I'm an MMA fighter because of all the training.
Look at your clown face. Look at me hitting you and hitting you. Stop getting back up.
And they're like, well, we bought this because of that robot story we told about one morning.
Well, you know, if that guy had an inflatable clown thing, he wouldn't need to attack that robot.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, when you pick your nose, what do you do with...
What?
Like, what do you do with what you find?
There's nothing. Like, I don't, and you're doing it again.
Like, do you wipe? Do you wash?
You blow your nose.
Right, but sometimes there's something in there you just can't get it.
No, you blow your nose.
You just keep blowing endlessly?
Just keep blowing your nose.
You don't ever just, you know, get up in there and find it?
Nope.
Like, go deep? Up to the second knuckle? You're working the system? What?
It's just so, such a Thursday for this, you know?
I just want you to know, like, this right here?
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
Okay, what else do you have to talk about with it?
We're just getting warmed up here. Professor Friedrich Bissinger, he's an Austrian lung specialist, and here's something that he is telling everybody. One of the problems we're having is that our immune systems are not strong enough because we're so cut off from bacteria.
And you're supposed to leave the stuff in your nose to block the bacteria?
No. It's way better or worse, depending on your perspective. He says that in reality, probably one of the best things that you could do is find a way to eat your own snot.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yep. It's cold in here now. It's shivering. I hate stuff like that. I hate it.
Because one of the things that he says is that mucus prevents cavity-causing bacteria from attaching.
I'd rather have a cavity.
And sticking to your teeth.
I'd rather have a cavity. I'd rather have a cavity.
Then just like take a pick and...
Stop it with the hand gestures.
Just a little...
Would you?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, what would need to happen? What would need to be a guarantee health benefit? Not just it might. I need a guaranteed.
The Hardball special?
Oh, no, it'd have to be way more guaranteed that look like you'd live to 110 if you did this once.
Well, you know, it's a thing. So, yeah, I mean, all right. Yeah, all right. You know, that's a great one. Like, if you tell me, like, hey, Obadiah, for the next week, you have to eat your boogers, but...
You're living long and you can eat whatever you want.
Okay, how about that one?
You can live your life however you wanted, and you still were guaranteed to live that long.
What if, you ready for it? What if I told you the one secret to fat loss is eating your own boogers?
And then again, you could have whatever you wanted.
In our culture, as desperate as we are to take off a few.
People would totally do that then.
People would be like, man, that's...
That'd be the new weight loss trend.
Everybody be on board. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, you know, cavities. And he actually says that, like, what we really should do is that we should take a look at that bacteria and we should be putting it in toothpaste and or gum because it would keep, like, it would help fight cavities.
Sure.
So...
That's good to hear. Thank you, Dr. Friedrich, was it? Or
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Booger gum.
Booger doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. So he says that kids picking their nose and eating it, it's actually a natural instinct of them trying to build their immune system.
Really?
Yeah. And so
they're desperate for it.
We're trying to get them to stop, and we should be like, oh,
encouraging
good job.
It. That's fine.
Good one.
Because I see some grown-ups doing that, so.
Yeah,
In the car.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Like, sometimes you just get occasion to pick. Or so they say.
Well, thank you for sharing the story, Obi.
You're
welcome. We will not forget this one anytime soon.
Dr. Friedrich says hello.
Doctor.
This was the worst of the Riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists. And Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now. At radiou.com/donate.
I've got a drinking problem.